It's like the story of the Buddha. He was sitting on the Bodhi tree for 30 days. And he made up his mind he was going to sit there until he dies, or until he awakens. And his disciples were sitting all around him watching. On about the 30th day, he opened his eyes, and he was shining, and he was smiling. His disciples asked him, "Master, what happened to you? Did you see God?" He said, "No." "Did you become self-realized?" "No." "Well, what happened?" And he simply exclaimed, "I am awake." Therefore, all these words, self-realization, illumination, awareness, they're just words. You just wake up from the dream. Right now you feel your body. You feel your emotions. You feel pain. You feel hurt. You feel all kinds of things going on in this world. You watch TV, watch the news, and you get upset. All these terrible things, these dastardly things that are taking place in the world. But when you wake up, all these feelings are gone. You realize the illusion, the dream. And you are no longer that.
Do you behave then differently in the world? Do things that used to interest you no longer interest you?
In a way that can be true. But in a way you can still be doing the same things, except you're no longer attached to them. As an example, if you have a good job, you're the president of a bank, or if you're a garbage man, doesn't make any difference. You will do your duty, whatever you have to do, better than you ever did before. You will no longer look at time. You will no longer think that you're the doer. You will just do whatever has to be done. Whatever your body is supposed to do will be done. Your body is under the law of karma. And whatever you have to do, you will do. But you will have no attachment. You will have compassion. You will have love. You will have loving kindness and mercy, but no attachment.
Is this a? Yeah, there's no sense of time, I guess, in a blank state. But does it just happen like that?
Yes.
So we're not in process of that.
No. It appears that you're in the process.
Yes, that's what I think. Well, I feel like I know more now, or I know now that I don't know. How do I say this?
The process is an appearance.
Couldn't you say this is a necessary preliminary state, though?
No.
So somebody working at the car wash down here could all of a sudden just...
Yes.
You wouldn't be going through any of the,
exactly.
the gymnastics that
exactly.
we would be going through.
Some people call this God's grace, but there's more to it than that. You had to be in this thing in a previous life. You did your sadhana, you did your spiritual exercises, your spiritual practices in a previous existence. And you're now waking up.
That makes it sound like process.
That's how it appears. That's the appearance.
Wouldn't that be true of a fellow at the car wash, too? That he'd done something in previous lives, and while he's washing cars, suddenly he woke up?
Yes. That's all an appearance. We're speaking of the appearance world. In reality, nobody's ever done anything. And nobody's ever become deluded. Everyone's already free. Identify with your freedom. identify with the ultimate reality. Do not identify with the experiences you're going through bodily. Let them alone, leave them be. Do whatever you have to take care of them. But do not put your mind to that. Keep your mind on your freedom, on your absolute reality. And then you will see what happens.
What is it exactly, what exactly do you mean in Ramana mean when it says the mind falls into the heart, the mind rests in the bones of the head and the heart?
The heart is referring to his absolute reality, pure intelligence. The mind has come out of the heart and does all its damage by making you believe you're worldly. When you go back again, the mind goes back into the heart, the absolute reality from whence it came, because it never really existed. And the absolute reality shines forth once again in all its glory and splendor. It's like the sun in the clouds. When the clouds cover the sun, the ignorant person says there's no sun. He or she does not realize that the sun is always shining, but the clouds are now covering the sun. And once the clouds dissipate, the sun is shining once again. So it is with us. We appear to have troubles and problems and all kinds of nonsense going on in our lives. Those are clouds. But your true self is trying to shine. You will not let it. Because you imagine your problems are real. You identify with the evil, with the negativity. You identify with the wrong conditioning. So you keep the clouds from dissipating. As soon as you turn from your problems and turn towards the light, the clouds of your problems will dissipate once again, and your heart or your sun will shine through, and everything will be resolved.
How does that relate to the physical part? Is there any relation?
No.
The mind used to say you feel it on the right side.
Yes. People always wanted to know where the absolute reality is. So we gave them a place on the right side of your chest to focus over there. In other words, people ask them for a process. Ramana, where should I meditate? On what part of my body? So we realized they wouldn't understand anything else. Well, okay, meditate on the right side of your chest. That's where your spiritual heart is. See reality there. Go, jump into the right side. That's where it's at. He wasn't speaking literally. He was just giving people a place to go. Because they couldn't comprehend absolute reality.
But to be established in absolute consciousness, to be established in samadhi, it seems to be based on absolute faith that we're not a person, that we are consciousness.
On the contrary, faith has nothing to do with it.
I mean, trust in the divine rather than trust in me as an ego. You know, trust in that samadhi, trust to be able to release into samadhi, you know?
Remember, the person who wants to trust is the ego. So you don't want to do any of those things. You just want to awaken. And you don't even want to do that. Just be yourself. Be yourself. Ask yourself, who wants to trust? who wants to awaken. And you will see it's all your ego, it's I. I want to do this, I want to do that. I want an experience, I want this. All that has to go. When all that is gone, the sun will shine by itself. And the way you get rid of these things is by asking, from whence do they come? From whence do they come? In other words, where does the idea that I have to trust some power come from? It comes from me. I believe that. Who am I who believes that?